You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Now, when you are shopping in those places like the mall or some store that's trying to provide you with in-person service and care, you will encounter a lot of apparently cheerful sales reps running around to help you with your shopping or eating or browsing needs. But as Marketplace's Sabree Benishore reports, some of them may be working harder than you think.
This job, Kara O'Regan's job, will probably sound pretty familiar to a lot of people.
We were encouraged to be positive and to put a positive spin on things whenever possible.
She worked in retail sales, and the customers were, you know, not always very nice.
Their responses would be out of proportion to what was actually going on, taking their own stress and psychological distress out on us.
But she faked a positive attitude to do her job. And really, faking that attitude was her job.
Always with a smile on your face, a lot of clapping involved, that sort of thing.
Clapping?
Clapping for the customers, clapping for our coworkers, any excuse to applaud anyone.
There's a word for this faking it. It's called emotional labor.
Emotional labor is a type of work where instead of like physical labor, where you're using your muscles to perform the work, you're using your emotions to perform the work.
That's Alicia Grandy, professor of industrial organizational psychology at Penn State University. Now, it may sound like emotional labor is just a fancy word for, you know, all of life and every job ever, but Grandy says it's different.
It's an ongoing, constant expectation for 8 hours. It's the central aspect of what you're doing and whether you're doing it well.
And we do demand it as a society.
One of my coworkers was helping a customer.
This is Zach Hernandez. He's a barista.
Later, we found a posting on Yelp with this coworker's picture on it saying that he was coming across as unhappy, uncouth. They felt wronged by that.
Grandy's done research suggesting that faking happiness all day long is really emotionally taxing.
And that's been shown to create a lot of physical tension, which can then build up and create health issues. And over time, it can result in job burnout.
And she says the people asked to do this kind of work a lot of times are neither paid much nor respected.
Often these kinds of workers get mistreated by customers, and they still have to maintain that smile. There's an uneven exchange.
I just remember being really angry all the time.
This is Kara O'Regan again, who worked in retail with the clapping and the smiley joy face all the time.
You know, being in traffic, I was angry. Standing online at the bank, I was angry, just angry all the time. I'm very stressed out and I was having nightmares. I was not able to leave it at the door at all.
The stress literally was making her sick. Alicia Grandy.
Do we really need to have this, you know, Mickey Mouse culture in America? Like this sense of like everything is like Disney where everyone's on stage at all times? Like, do we really need that? Can we just be real with each other every once in a while?
Now, faking your way through your job doesn't always have to be awful if you believe in it. Blake Ashforth is professor of management at Arizona State University.
I was talking to a dietitian, and she believes passionately in the importance of helping people lose weight. But sometimes her clients don't believe they're going to lose weight because it's hard to do. So she said, I've got to come across as very upbeat and positive, almost like a cheerleader.
Teachers who have to be patient with students, nurses who have to be positive for patients, for them, faking it is something to be proud of. The idea is that, yeah, you don't feel happy, but you believe that faking it is important and right.
If you get people who actually care about the job, and again, the job itself allows them to express themselves, there's autonomy involved in the role, and they have supportive management and a positive atmosphere, it can be a win-win.
Psychologists disagree about which is more important, the bright side or the dark side of emotional labor. But one thing they do agree on for employees and customers alike is showing the person on the other side some empathy. You never know the day someone's had. In New York, I'm Sabree Benishore for Marketplace.
For a much longer conversation about emotional labor, check out the current episode of our podcast, Actuality. It's co-produced with Quartz and hosted by Sabree and Tim Fernholz. You can download it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts or at marketplace.org.